almost like exiting this universe, you know. And then when you come back, enriched.
But also you feel a little bit like an extraterrestrial. I don't know if you saw the E.T. movie from Steven Spielberg. There's this very sympathetic extraterrestrial who gets stranded on planet Earth and who's really awkward. You know, he really feels awkward and until he makes friendship with some people. So in much the same way, I think when we come from the pilgrimage here into this Western environment, we feel that something is lacking here, and you don't really know what it is. It looks like a place of empty hearts, but what exactly is the vacuum? You only get to know this after some time. And in Vrindavan and other holy places of Krishna consciousness or pilgrimage, Krishna is absolutely in the center. And here in the West, Krishna is at best part of our world, but not in the center. And the center is still the same. Same mind, which is a little bit filled with concerns, worries, thoughts, insecurities, anxieties, and so on. So it's about the center, really, which is so different, that makes you feel like, oh, where am I? So I thought to sing with you Jayarada Madhava, then go a little through the Gita. Now, perhaps we need to prepare that. Jayatam, do we have enough Bhagavad Gitas here? We have two. I have my own, but Lege Shavanti, sorry, ich habe dich noch gar nicht gesehen und begrüßt. Haben wir ausreichend Bhagavad Gitas? Oder? Oh ja. Wie machen wir das? Wollen wir das Link dann?
Welches Kapitel ist
das? Das 15. dachte ich.
Ich schick's mal.
Wie bitte?
Ich schick das mal hier in die Runde.
Ach, du hast so die Runde so auf deinem Telefon? Wow. Ihr wollt es auf einem Beamer tun und dann, also. So, ihr könnt ja die Verse sogar auf dem Beamer tun. Aber lass uns mal nicht so lange mit der Technik uns verstricken. Und wenn du mit der Technik operierst, mach doch die Linse zu, dass nicht die ganze Aufmerksamkeit. Jayaradhamadhamma. You know to play Medanga, isn't it? Not too loud, ne? What? Yes, cartos. I don't have cartos. Jayaradha Madhava Punyavihari Jayaradha Punyavihari Radha Madhava Dunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Varada Ji Jana Vala Giri Varada Gopi Jana Vala Giri Varada Ji Yasoda nanana braja jana nanjana Yasoda nanana braja jana nanjana Yamunati Ravana Chari Yamunati Ravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari So, Hare Krishna.
I think every one of you knows as a matter of introduction to the subject matter, I just would like to say that today was the day where one of the most heavy conflicts happened in the history of this planet. But in the midst of this terrible war, the Bhagavad Gita, the jewel of spiritual knowledge, appeared. And I think that is always a little bit the motto of this world, no? There is so much darkness. And then in the midst of this darkness, we have to find the light. We have to find it. So let me say that I see there is a translation. Is that a fact? Du machst eine Übersetzung. Nee,
eigentlich nicht. Welches Kapitel ist das? 15.
Ja, aber eine, da reden die ganze Zeit Leute. Das seid ihr, oder? Ja, vielleicht einfach. Ich glaube, eine Übersetzung ist nicht so wichtig. Wir chanten einfach und dann rede ich ein bisschen was. Und dann könnt ihr ja einfach in Meditation versunken sein und vielleicht nicht reden. Gut. Amongst all the various chapter, there is the 15th chapter is known as the Yoga of the Supreme Person. And I thought to chant this with you. Prabhupada once, my spiritual master once explained that chanting these Sanskrit verses acts like thunder. You do not need to understand the language of the thunder. You just get affected in your heart. So in the same way, the Sanskrit vibration, as it was spoken by Krishna,
will affect our heart on a deep level. Let me just start here with the Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. We will just chant through Utva Mulam Madashakam Ashvatam Prahu Avyayam Chandam Siyasya Panani Yastam Vedasa Vedavet Adashodvam Pashitas Tasya Saka. We can do better. Let's do it again. Adashodvam Pashitas Tasya Saka Guna Praveda Vishaya Avalam Adasya Mulanyanu Santatani Kamanubandini Manushya Loke Narupamasye Atato Palapyate Nato Nachadir Nachap Sampatishta Ashvatamenam Suvirudamulam Asana Shastrena Idena Chitva Tata Param Tat Parimagitavyam Yasmin Gatana Nivatanti Bhuyam Tameva Chatyam Purusham Papadye Yata Pravitti Pashita Purani Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha Adhyatma Nitya Vinivirta Kama Dvandve Vimukta Sukha Dukha Sangha Gacchantya Muda Paramavyayam Tad Natat Pasayate Suyo Na Shashanko Na Pavaka Yat Gatvana Nivatante Tatama Paramam Mama Mama Evangso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manakshashtanindriyani Prakitistani Kashati Shariram Yatavapnoti Jatshapyut Kramatishvaraha Grihit Vaitani Sanyati Vayogandani Vashayat Shrotram Chakshushpashanam Cha Rasanam Granameva Cha Adishtaya Manasayam Vishayan Upasevatai Utkramantam Sitam Vapi Bunjanam Vagunam Vitam Vimudananu Pashyanti Pashyanti Jnana Shakshusha Yatanto Yoginas Chainam Pashyanti Atmanya Vastitam Yatanto Pyakritatmano Nainam Pashyanta Chetasa Yadaditya Gatam Tejo Jagat Vasayate Kilam Yatsannamasi Jatshagno Tattejo Vidimamakam Gama Vishyatsa Bhutani Darayam Yahamujasa Pushnami Choshadi Sarva Somo Budvara Satmaka Aham Vaishvanaro Budva Raninam Deyam Ashrita Pranapana Samayukta Achamyanam Chaturviram Sarvasya Chanivishto Atasmiti Jnanam Apuvanam Cha Vedaisya Sabhiramiva Vedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Cha Dvavimo Purusho Loke Charasyaksharaiva Cha Charasavani Bhutani Kutastho Kshara Ushvate Tama Purushasvanyam Paramadmetyudarita Yolokatrayam Avishya Vibhadya Vyaya Ishvara Yasmacharam Matitoham Aksharat Apitakmanaha Atosmi Loke Vedecha Ratita Purushottamaha Yomam Evam Asamuto Janati Purushottamam Sasarvavid Vajatimam Savabhavina Bhavatam Hiryatamam Shastram Hiram Muktam Mayanaga Itamunamunimansyat Krita Krita Shabharata Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, so beautiful. Is everyone fine with English? Ja? Richtig, das muss man in Deutsch fragen. Fühlt ihr die allergrößte Freude, wenn ihr die englische Sprache hört? Ich glaube, so kann man das nicht sagen. Let us hear a little bit about the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, if you read it carefully, day by day, very regularly, you will actually come to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, at the end, or Sanjaya actually, is describing the Bhagavad Gita. He says, I heard the conversation of two great souls, Krishna and Arjuna. And so wonderful is that message that my hair is standing on end. Imagine Sanjaya had long hair, so if it stood on end, that was quite a vision, no? And he says, by the mercy of Vyasadeva, that's a form of Krishna, who's the literary incarnation, by the mercy of Vyasadeva, I have heard these most confidential talks directly from the master of all mysticism. Who could that be? Krishna, yes, who was speaking personally to Arjuna. O King, as I repeatedly remember this wondrous and holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I take pleasure. I'm thrilled at every moment. O King, as I remember the wonderful form of Lord Krishna, I'm struck with wonder more and more, and I rejoice again and again. And then the whole work ends. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion. So here we hear the Phala Shruti, the result of hearing Bhagavad Gita. You become full of pleasure. You remember Krishna, and finally you will be in your life blessed with opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and dharma, morality. This will all happen just by the recitation of the Gita. The Gita, as you know, was revealed plus minus 5,000 years ago. And we hear in another scripture, sacred scripture, how the Gita has pleased another reader. 500 years ago, that's 4,500 years later, there was one Brahmana, we hear in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, who tried to read the Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit, like all of you have done. There must have been some mistakes in your pronunciation, but he was totally wrong at times. It was really stumbling through the lines, and a very, very wonderful personality was looking at him from the distance and watching him very closely. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who stood nearby and who saw this Brahmana fumbling, stumbling, and going through the Bhagavad Gita as there were about 500 people who were laughing at his wrong pronunciation. I think if some Sanskrit scholars would have been here when we chanted the 15th chapter, they would also roll on the floor in laughter. Oh, the Germans are trying to speak Sanskrit. Yes. So the same thing happened. The people in the temple who saw the Brahmana trying to pronounce the Sanskrit were laughing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu watched this for some time, and then he went directly to the Brahmana and said, "Brahmana, you are trying to speak the read the Bhagavad Gita." "Yes," said the Brahmana, "I read the Bhagavad Gita, but I can't read very well in Sanskrit. I made so many mistakes, and I see this," said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "but when I see you as you chant, I also see that you have tears of ecstasy in your heart. What's the reason? Why are you so ecstatic and continue to chant, although you don't know how to chant?" So the Brahmana said, "My dear," he did not know who was speaking to him, "well, I chant because my Guru Maharaj told me I should chant the Sanskrit. But when I chant this book, I don't know how, but I see Krishna sitting on the chariot with Arjuna, and just seeing the form of the Lord gives me so much ecstasy. My dear devotees, today in our Gaura Bhavan, in our little ashram, there was a recitation of the entire Bhagavad Gita, and I was participating in this recitation. And I also, when I was reading this Gita, I felt so close to Krishna. I had such a wonderful experience. I felt I went through the whole through the whole Vedic library. I felt the wisdom of the Vedas directly speaking to my heart, and I was really amazed of the effect of chanting the Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit, and because I had a similar feeling like countless readers of the Bhagavad Gita have done. They feel somehow or other the closeness of Krishna. There are many known people, like Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, he said, when doubts come over me and when disappointments stare me in the face and I see not one ray of hope on the horizon, I turn to the Bhagavad Gita and find a verse to comfort me. And I immediately begin to smile in the midst of overwhelming sorrow. Those who meditate on the Gita will derive fresh joy and new meanings from it every day. This is the power of a sacred scripture. And I would like to give you a few meditations from the Bhagavad Gita today for you to enjoy perhaps. The Gita is Krishna's secret message of love for all those who hear it. And because Krishna speaks it to Arjuna, he gives five general messages. Arjuna is very dear to him. Krishna once visited, while he did his Leela on this planet, a great assembly where there were many sages and kings present, and he said, a friend of Arjuna and the Pandavas is my friend, and their enemy is my enemy. Arjuna and the other and his four brothers are my very life heirs. They are giving me life. So when Krishna saw that Arjuna was overwhelmed with sorrow and confusion, he was dazed and confused and beyond himself, then Krishna, to lift his consciousness, gave him five types of instructions: general instructions, guhya or secret instructions, guhyataram, more secret, and guhyatam, most secret, and finally he gave him sava guhyatamam instructions, the most secret of all secrets. Would you like to hear these five levels?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it will give you also feelings of joy. It will give you the feeling of being close to Krishna. So therefore, let us go through these five levels, which are almost like sugar cane. You know, sugar cane is first a stalk, then it's a, they boil the stalks, also das sind Rohre, Zuckerrohr, es wächst so wirklich in Rohren, and so they take these stalks, they boil them, and then it's molasses. No, then it's first sugar cane juice, then it concentrates even more to molasses, and finally you have rock candy. So in the same way, it is Vinay, Hare Krishna, welcome. It is with Krishna's instructions. General, from general to the most secret of all secrets, the sweetness becomes condensed and condensed and condensed. And then you have just deep, deep rock candy sweet instructions. So let's hear first an example of general instructions which Krishna gives. Let me see, I put this for you. Yes, he says, he first needs to discuss the concept of identity. Who are we? And he says in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, one thing must be first of all established. You, Arjuna, and all other living beings are different from their bodies, which are just like dresses. Just like the person is different from his pants and shirts, you are also different from your dresses. And this is what he says. Vasang sijanani yatavihaya navani grinati naro parani. To go a little higher, no? Tata sharirani vihaya jenani anyani samyati navani dehi. This is what Krishna says. As a person puts on a new garment and gives up the old ones, the soul similarly accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones. This was the favorite verse of my father, who was 96 or 94, I forgot. 97. He was 97 years old when he died last year. And he had a verse on his Nachruf, you know, the Todesanzeige, what was published after him, where he says, I am living in this body like a person lives in a house. And when I leave my house, my old house, then I continue somewhere else. So this is he took this inspiration from this verse. You give up the material body like you give an old garment, and you take on a new body like you take on a new garment, but you are different, you are eternal. That is a general instruction where Krishna talks about identity. He also gives other instructions how to conduct yourself if you want to live a spiritual life. He says one who doesn't eat too much, but also not too little. One who doesn't sleep too much, but also not too little. Who's balanced, he can be a yogi. And he gives recommendations. He says, never learn to control your senses, otherwise your senses, when they become wild and untamed, they are like horses that pull you away from the path of spiritual advancement. These are all general instructions. You will find this in any spiritual tradition, in any authorized or bona fide or ancient traditional religion. It is a Krishna goes further to what he calls the guha, the secret instructions. How does someone act who understands that I'm actually a soul and I am different from my body? I need to find this for you. It's here. Na brahma bhuta prasanatma na sochati na kangshati samasaveshu bhuteshu matbhaktim labhate param. One who is thus transcendentally situated, who understands about his identity, at once realizes the supreme Brahman. What's that? That's God. And becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed towards every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. My God, that's a lot now, you know. Now he gets into it. What does he say? Let's stop a little bit. When you are transcendentally situated, you are always joyful. You are no longer a slave to desire. No? You don't desire anything from this world. And when something goes wrong here in this world, and you don't lament. You are neutral. what is about your relationship to others? Well, you're equal to others. You don't see people as friends and enemies any longer, and so on. You're just pacified, in one word. And it is from this level that you can go further and enter the world of bhakti or devotional service. But this is not all. Krishna gives Guhyataram instructions, more secret ones. What he says is where you can meet him. Do you have any idea where you could meet Krishna? Vanu Nandini knows always everything. He's the in the heart. You actually don't need to go very far. God is so close that he has made his residence in the most beautiful place which you have, that is the innermost core of your heart. There he lives as your neighbor. He's really the neighbor. You are there, the soul, and he is there as the super soul. Now, if you want to feel him, you need to meditate a little bit. You need to go through the door of your perception. You don't need to always run outside with your intention. You must go become antamukha, that means inward facing, and then meditate about Krishna. But how? Kavim Puranam Manushashitaram Ano Aniyang Samanu Smaredya Savasya Dataram Achintya Rupam Adityavanam Tamasa Parastat. Please repeat. Aditya Vanam Tamasa Parastat. Here is how you meditate about the Supreme. First of all, as the one who is omniscient, he knows everything. He knows your secret desires, Kunya Bihari. He knows what you really think about Helmut Kohl. You don't even know Helmut Kohl. He is the chancellor who brought the Vereinigung zwischen West- und Ostdeutschland. Yeah. He knows everything. He is the oldest. Never was there a time when he was not existing. In the past, in the present, in the future. He is the actual mover. He is the controller. He is smaller than the smallest. He maintains everyone from the elephant to the lion to the ant to the human beings. He is beyond all material conceptions. Your mind cannot reach him so easily. He is inconceivable, in other words. And he's always a person. Now, how do you particularly meditate about him? Well, you meditate about the light that comes from him. He is luminous like the sun. He is transcendental beyond this material nature. Do you sometimes meditate? What do you do when you meditate, if I may know? Perhaps you breathe in, but you breathe, you practice some breathing that you. Then you need to do manasangharanam, pull your mind away from the many external thoughts, and then you bring it actually in the heart area, the mind thing, and there a good way to meditate is to see the light. A light in the a bright light in the sun, and from there you can go to more personal forms of meditation. So this is given here. You should always see him as luminous, full of light, like the sun. Would you like to do this?
Yes.
Please sit straight. Leave your mobile telephones for just a tiny second alone. I know it's difficult here in the West. And let us breathe in and out. Now draw your attention to the heart area. I will read to you now this verse about the Lord of the heart. Meditate upon him as the Supreme Person who knows everything. He is the oldest. He is the master and the controller of everything in your life. He is smaller than the smallest. He is the maintainer of everyone and everything. He's beyond all your material conceptions, inconceivable, and he's always a person. He shines like the sun, and he is transcendent beyond this material nature. And we will end with a mantra from the Bhagavad Gita. That's how you conclude with Om Tat Sat. Now we have heard general instructions about our spiritual identity and how to conduct ourselves in spiritual life. We have heard more secret instructions. We have then entered a little bit more secret ones about the Lord in the heart. Then there are, and you must know, there are like 50 instructions on all these levels, or more or less, you know. And then we will now hear Guhyatamam, the most secret instructions. That is, how to live a life, how to live a life in full God consciousness. Krishna says, oh, this is, oh my God, should I tell it or should I be silent about this?
Matkamakrin mat paramo mat bhakta sangavajita nivaira sarva bhuteshu yasamangati pandava. This comes in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. The 11th chapter is a very interesting interplay.
Krishna had ended in the 10th chapter about how everything comes from him. He had given a summary of the Bhagavad Gita in 4 verses. I'm the source of everything. Everything indeed rests upon me like the pearls resting on a string. Everything, even the Bundesparlament or the rivers or the mountains or the mighty Himalayas, no? And he had spoken about how he is present in the heart, and if someone turns to him, he helps from within. He is there as the super soul. We had done this little meditation about the Lord of the Heart. He's there, but he's actively there. He helps. I think many of you have noticed that that helping hand when you actually came to spiritual life. No? How many arrangements were there? So many arrangements. And similarly, if you don't fall asleep in your spiritual practice, like conventional devotees do, if you don't fall asleep, you will actually feel that when you make an effort to turn to him, a special effort, he immediately responds and reciprocates. It's magical. Especially you see this in Vrindavan. Especially, he seems to be just around the corner, and once you become serious to meet him, he's there. So how do we act on that fully awakened state? My dear Arjuna, listen carefully. He who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contamination of material desires and mental speculation, he who works for me, he who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is at the same time not a sectarian person but remains friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. Amazing verse. Would you like to find this in your own reading? It's 11:55. He gives like 5 instructions that keep us above the clouds. Engagement in some devotional service. This refers to, you know, hearing about him, chanting his glories, meditating or remembering about him, then, you know, worshipping him on the altar. Then you do this, you are careful to avoid your own, you know, sense gratificatory desires and mental speculation. And then you work for Krishna, like some of you have cooked today or helped cooking. Yes, and so on. And then one who makes him the supreme goal of his life. And this is the last thing is very important. What is it? Nirvaira Sava Bhuteshu. He's not an enemy to anyone. You know, sectarian religion means I'm the only one who is true, who is right, and everyone is wrong. No? And often religious people are the most intolerant people whom you can meet, because they are just so convinced that they are right and everyone is wrong. But that's sectarianism that has nothing to do with what the Bhagavad Gita stands for. It says, Nevaira Savabhuteshu, one is friendly to all living beings. I saw this again when I was in India. There was one sadhu, one saintly person who walked the path, and I noticed he would always, you know, go down and put something on the ground. And I went very close and looked, and do you know what he did? He had a bag of sugar and he put the sugar into the ants' holes. He wanted to feed the ants. This is Nivaira Savabhuti show. Normal people walk over the ants, no? Ein Ameisenbrei ist übrig. He was feeding the ants. What a generous person. But then Krishna wants to speak what he himself says, Savaguyatamang, the most secret of all secrets. Would you like to hear that? Good. I would have told you anyways. it is here. Sarvaguyatamang, the most confidential of all. Bhuya Shrino me paramang vacha ishto sime dridamiti tato vakshyami tehitam. Because you are my very dear friend, I'm speaking to you now my supreme instruction. He says this is Savaguyatamang, the secret of all secrets. It's the most confidential knowledge of all. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. And now, are you ready for the most confidential instruction? By the way, this is the only text which Krishna repeats. He never says the same. He does not repeat himself. Well, but it's not a repetition. But this one he repeats verbatim. Verbatim means word by word. I want to chant this with you, but I've chanted first alone. Man mana bhava mat bhakto majjaji mang namaskuru mame vaisyasi satyam te prati jane priyosime. I will go with three words at a time. Man mana bhava mat bhakto majaji mang namaskuru mame vaisyasi satyam te prati jane priyosime. Earlier in the text, Krishna has said, be careful, you yourself can be your worstest enemy. It's your mind which very often acts as your own worstest enemy. And one must learn, he had said, how to make the mind one's friend. And here now, he says, how to do this. Always think of me. Fill your thoughts with thoughts of me. Become my devotee. That is, feel devotion in your heart and as a result do something for me. No? A lover wants to please the beloved. No? Then worship me through incense, through words, through glories, glorification. And finally, offer your homage unto me. Bow down. Bring your head to the ground and let your heart rise. You know, this happens when you bow down. Have you seen? Your head goes on the ground and your heart rises over your head. You know, the heart is the seat of the soul and the super soul. Let the soul rise and let it pay its homage to the supreme soul. Thus you will come to me without fail. And he ends this most secret of all secrets. I promise you this. I promise. Promise, 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 promise. Because you are my very dear friend. With these most confidential instruction, Krishna leads his disciple Arjuna, from general instructions that one is not the body, one is different from the body, which is only like a dress. He leads him to the most secret of all secrets. Think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Then I give you a promise. You will come to me, you will live with me, you will dance with me. You will be like a spark who had previously fallen out of the fire, who has again joined into the fire. This is Krishna's Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita ki! Hare Krishna. Yes. I think we can understand why Sanjaya, who is reciting the Bhagavad Gita to whom? To the blind king, Dhritarashtra. He says at the end, and when I remember this conversation, I'm totally ecstatic. My hair stand on end. Arjuna had heard all these instructions, and he also became totally free from all doubts and all illusions. He said, my illusions are now gone, Krishna, and I'm prepared to act according to your desire. When Arjuna's deepest crisis came, he also again found shelter in the teachings of the Gita. When was Arjuna's moment of pain and confusion, which was even worse than at the beginning of the Kurukshetra war? It had happened when Yudhishthira's word, when the sun of the world left and everything turned into darkness. Imagine the sun would leave our global sphere, everything would sink into darkness, and it would be very cold, especially for those from Bangladesh. You know, very, very cold. But also for us, you know, we would all freeze to death. So this is what happened when Krishna left this planet. The planet had, all kinds of inauspicious things happened. Quarrels amongst friends. Friends were cheating each other. The streets became unsafe, you know. There were jackals and herds of wild donkeys running through the streets. It was really apocalyptic when Krishna left. And Arjuna, for whom Krishna was all and everything, sank in an ocean of despair. At that time, what saved him was recalling or remembering the instructions of Govinda. Govinda, this name of Krishna, means he who pleases all the senses and especially the heart. So he remembered the instructions of Lord Krishna, who is known as Govinda, he who gives life to the senses. It is said his mind became free from the trash. Trash, wie sagt man das in Deutsch? Also, Abfall ist noch ein gelindes Wort. Das ist ein krasses Wort für Abfall. Müll. Ja, sein Geist wurde frei von inneren Müll. Man muss das so übersetzen, Trash. Ne? When he recalled the Bhagavad Gita. So my dear devotees, dear friends, dear skeptics, how often do you read in the Bhagavad Gita? perhaps on this day you can think of increasing your reading, maybe 3 verses a day sometimes, or 1 verse, or from time to time, but it's good to have a regular contact with the Bhagavad Gita. When there was this reading in the ashram of the Gita, everything became so blissful, and we became free from jet lag. It's a serious problem, you know, when you come from so far.
Yes.
Good. This I wanted to say. Let me now secretly, without you noticing it. Wow, we are exactly on time. What happened? Because we are in the Gita. Philo, we are reading über die Gita und alles klappt.
Philo, ich dachte, dass du jetzt vielleicht hier hinkommst, weil...
Dass wir ein bisschen zusammensitzen. Ich dachte, I'm thinking, I would like to show you some slides from our last journey. Is this a good idea?
Yes.
Wie bitte? Ach so, yes. I want to say goodbye to those of us who were on the internet, online. It was a pleasure to have you here with us. And please stay tuned in. Tomorrow we will speak about the gifts of Vrindavan Dham. It will be in the Dharma Castle, but I guess everything is the same online. You know, you go to the same link. Hare Krishna. Gut. Bhavani, kannst du gut sehen? Ja? Ja, ja, gerne. Wollt ihr euch vielleicht umsetzen? Seid ihr alle gut situiert? Wir werden auf die Leinwand jetzt überswitchen. Hm.
Kannst du eigentlich Englisch schon verstehen?
Ja. Die Idee, ne? Genau. Ist es möglich, das Licht ein bisschen zu dimmen oder sogar aus? Aber natürlich ist die Dekoration unglaublich schön. Also, weißt du, wo der Lichtschalter ist, Bhavini?
Das Tulsi-Licht ist so hell.
Oh ja. Hier ist eine Designerin, die weiß immer alles, was mit Licht zu tun hat.
Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam.
So I would like to start at a Shaktipeet. This is a place where a great one of the 12 places of great Shakti. It's in the Himalayas. How do you like the sunrise? Can you see the mountains behind mountains behind mountains? We went there one morning. We went also to this cave in the Himalayas. Perhaps we need to even put more light out. This is the cave in which the saint Vasishtha was meditating. So we are sitting in the cave and looking at the exit. Those who meditate go in the cave of the heart. It's also called the Gufa, no? The heart cave. And they see this inner light which Krishna was talking about. He's luminous like the sun. We in the Himalayas are very, very fascinating, especially Mother Ganga. We were sitting here in the Ganga, so to say. I'm sorry, there are some pictures of myself. I don't feel comfortable with the glasses. But it's an idea to give. To, Lega Shavanti, I thought this should be the new Berlin temple. See? The cave. We had a retreat there. You know, we originally wanted to have a retreat in Jordan, the desert Wadi Ram. Perhaps you have heard about the Wadi Ram desert. It's a beautiful desert, natural park it is. But then this conflict in the Near East started and it was not safe. So in the last moment we went to Hrishikesh and found this beautiful beach where we had wonderful people taking part in the retreat. We also met Raghunath, this is the two of us, we have become good friends. And here is another cave. There are so many caves there. This is a beautiful cave in which Lord Rama meditated. And when he was meditating like this, the Ganga was so loud, he would always hear the Ganga, and then one day he rose and left, wanted to leave the king and mother, the cave. Mother Ganga came and said, "Why do you want to leave?" Ram said, "You are too loud, I can't meditate." "Oh, I can change that," said Ganga. And even to this day, Ganga is roaring loud 300 meters upstream and 300 meters downstream, but you can't even hear anything as she goes by this place. Also, there are no mosquitoes in this stripe of 600 meters because they would disturb Ram. And then there is this tree, can you see that it's a little bit, this is a tree which is, I don't know, 4 meters thick. It is a banyan tree that never dies. This same tree was there 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. It's one of the, how many Akshayavats are there? Two eternal banyan trees. What happens is they grow, and sometimes, of course, there is like old things go away, but there's always something new growing. This is the second eternal banyan tree in Shukavat. It's at the place where Shukadev Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam. See this tree, it's so big, it comes over the walls and so on, and under it there was Shukadev, who's here as a blackish complexion, who spoke to whom? Parikshit, yes, he has a crown on his head. Here is a picture. Shukadev was dressed only by the four directions, and he spoke to the king, who had only 7 more days to live, while many saints and sadhus listened to him speaking. It is here where, this is the best position here, which you can take here. Now from there, after being in the Himalayas, we went to Vrindavan. I request you to read silently, but along with me. If one lives in the earthly land of Vrindavan, touches it, sees it, travels to it, meditates upon it, bows down to offer respect to it, sings or hears about its glorious qualities, carries its dust on his head, or has any relationship whatsoever with it, then this purifying earthly Vrindavan will carry him to the supreme abode of Vrindavan in the spiritual world. Oh, that was a lot. So what was it again? Yeah, if you live in the land of Vrindavan or have any contact with it, this earthly Vrindavan will carry you to the supreme abode of Vrindavan in the spiritual world. Wonderful. Now, again, a sad old man. What you need to do is, when you go to the Vrindavan, you need to leave something behind you and step through a gate into something new. The new thing is Krishna is in the center. Krishna is everywhere. This going through gates, going over thresholds, also dass man Schwellen übertritt, is a center theme of pilgrimage in Vrindavan. And my dear everyone, you can only enter Vrindavan on your belly, and that means in a humble state of mind. This is the things one should do. Think of Vrindavan with love. Please read along with me. I mean, you silently, I loud. Think of Vrindavan with love. Roll in its dust. Love it ardently, also Liebe ist voller Inbrunst. Please, it's moving and non-moving residents. Do something for the people who live there, even for the trees. Worship Sri Radha's birthplace. With all your heart, take shelter of Sri Vrindavan, the best of all holy places. Wonderful. We were talking about crossing over, right? Tirtha. Tirtha is the Sanskrit word for a place of pilgrimage. Means literally a place where you cross a river, for instance, will be crossed by a ford. Also man kann einen Fluss über eine Furt überqueren. In the same way, you can cross from this world through Vrindavan, through the Tirtha, the fort of Vrindavan, to the spiritual world. But you need to ask permission. Without permission, no admission in Vrindavan. So one is to Lord Shiva. Vrindavani pati jaya soma soma mole sanaka sanandana sanatana naradetya gopishvara brajavilasi yogangri patme prema prayacha nirupadi namo namaste. O protector of the land of Vrindavan, O husband of Uma. Who is the husband of Uma? Shiva, yes. O Somamoli, Shiva, you who carry the moon on your head. O you who are worshipped by the sages, headed by Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana Narada, please say after me, O Gopeshvara,
O Gopeshvara,
please bestow upon me,
please bestow upon me,
unconditional pure love,
unconditional pure love,
for the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
For the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
Yes, yes, yes. I will continue alone. Who perform loving pastimes in Braj. I offer my obeisances to you again and again. So this is Shiva who is at the entrance of Radhakund. He's Kundeshwara Mahadeva. Yes. Second guardian is Vrindadevi. There are prayers to all of them. We will not recite all of them. But this is so easy in Sanskrit. Krishna Jivani. No? Krishna Jivani Nandini. Pushpasara Tulasi.
Pushpasara Tulasi.
Vishvapavini.
Vishvapavini.
Vishvapujita.
Vishvapujita.
Vrinda Vrinda Vani. Vrinda Vrinda Vani. Yes. So these are all names of Tulasi. It's the pranam mantra for her. Then there is Purnamasi, the mystic yogini. And I think we go. You want to chant everyone? Everything?
Yes.
Shri Purnamasya Charana Ravindam.
Shri Purnamasya Charana Ravindam.
Vande Sada Bhakti Vitan Hetum.
Vande Sada Bhakti Vitan Hetum.
Shri Krishna Jila Titaranga Magnam. Yasyamana Sarvani Shevitaya. I offer obeisances to the lotus feet of Shri Purnamasi Devi, who is Bhagavan's Yogamaya Shakti. She expands pure Prema Bhakti for the feet of Shri Radha Krishna, and her mind is always immersed in the ocean of Krishna's pastime. I pray that she will immerse me also in those pastimes. Dass sie mich also nimmt und untertaucht in diesen Spielen. And then there is Yamuna Devi. Chidanandam. Chidanandam. Mano Sada,
Mano Sada,
Nandasuno,
Nandasuno,
Para Prema Patridrava,
Para Prema Patridrava,
Brahmagatri,
Brahmagatri,
Aganam Lavitri Jagat,
Aganam Lavitri Jagat,
Kshemadatri,
Kshemadatri,
Pavitri Kriyanno,
Pavitri Kriyanno,
Vapu Mitra Putri, O River Yamuna, you are the blissful spurt of water that gives love to the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are the same as the water of the spurt of world, for you can vanquish all our offenses and the sinful reactions incurred in life. You are the creator of all auspicious things for the world. O daughter of the Sun God, kindly purify us by your pious activities. You may notice there is one red line going through all these prayers. You, O Vrinda Devi, you, O Shiva, you, O Purnamasi and Shiva and then Govardhan, you can do one thing. You can give me love in my heart, no? And let us chant this for the Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya,
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya,
Paramananda Daine,
Paramananda Daine.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the King of Mountains, whose name is Govardhan. Yes, he destroys unlimited miseries and bestows the highest bliss. Wonderful. So it is here in Vrindavan where we can so easily live the secret of all secrets, to always think of Krishna, to become his devotee, and then to worship him. Like here, this is a little flame which is offered to Radhakund, I believe, and offer our obeisances to him. And Vrindavan just invites you for worship. Every year we go to one very special ancient temple, he's very, very old, where the deity of Haridev is worshipped. Can you see his flute?
Yeah.
Good. And we have a whole afternoon and evening of blissful kirtans, we offer lights, we eat from the same plate which he has eaten Mahaprasadam, and see how beautiful he looks when he is dressed in his night dress. That's his night dress. Beautiful, no? And here are some Govardhan Shilas. Wow! This is on Govardhan's appearance day. We had many devotees in this valley of Govardhan where we conduct many of our classes. His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj with his Parikram party of 400 devotees came, and then another 300 devotees from Vrindavan joined us. It was an ocean of people. Yes, you all go, you must go to Vrindavan. This is in a holy place called Surabhikund, where we also have a beautiful kirtan, and we light the whole kund with these little lights which you saw earlier, you know, that clay cup with the little flame, these are all clay cups. Wonderful photo, no? And here is where we had a mantra concert. Look at this. that was, you know, it was, can you go back one photo, please? It's this whole ancient building. It's many small buildings. Turns up at 7 o'clock, perhaps, with light, you know, and we did a kirtan, and then this light comes, blue light, green light, yellow light, pink light, of course, no kitschy light in India, you know, I'm joking, and everyone went in the midst of the kirtan, they went, it felt like a pop concert, you know. Krishna. This was a special festival, you know, in Vrindavan, the people want a close god, not a far god, not an intellectual god only for the brain. No, they wanted him a god they can touch and they can carry. And once a year, they dress these little boys, then these boys run on the altar is closed, and when they come out from the altar, they are carrying Krishna Balaram in them. They are, for all purposes, then carried, they are fed, there are many stations where songs are sung for them. And I remember Banu Nandini bought for them Western sweets, you know. And the priest said, no, Indian. But the boys all wanted the Western sweets. Vrindavan invites this wow, you know, because it, how to say, there's a song in Vrindavan which is covered by blaring loudspeakers. There's nectar in Vrindavan that is covered by litter. Litter heißt sowas wie Abfall. There is an underlying love in Vrindavan which is covered by business, you know, of a pilgrim place. And you have to catch those subtle things, you know. You have to catch the song underlying everything. You have to catch the divine presence, which is always there. And going through Vrindavan, it's so easy. You just go and boom, all of a sudden you are there, like in this magic land. And of course, what helps is the holy names. These are names engraved. Can someone help? Is this Radha? Is it?
Yes.
Radha. Was?
No.
Yeah. Engraved on Tulsi. That's the only chanting. No one should talk anything there. Under these trees, there are many saints who are given samadhi there. They are interred. They are giving a tomb, a grave tomb, but their presence is still felt. There are so many holy items like these. Are the Shilas which Sanatana Goswami worshipped. These are deities of Madan Mohan who are there. And these are just some photos to show you the mystique, the mystery that waits behind everything. The Govardhan. At the end, we want to show you some people. Well, this one you know. He was in the pilgrimage. But see this little opening there?
Yeah.
Do you see, Toshta? That is an opening to a cave. Yes, an underground. and the only way you can enter there, you have to go with the feet first. So I only managed to turn around and then go like this. And then you come to a lower platform. Also, you see, it's this inside a hill, and then you come, perhaps you're then 1.50 meters under the ground, or 2 meters like this. Yeah. And then there is another opening like this, which leads you deeper to Narayan Baba. This is Narayan Baba. He is there since 10 years, and all he does is chanting. He's alone. You know, he has put now a cloth over himself, and he is such a saintly being. When you stay for 10 years under the earth, you either become, you develop some idiosyncrasies. Also, was heißt das? Also, du wirst Cuckoo, du wirst verrückt, wenn du oder erleuchtet, or enlightened. And when we saw this, you know, do you see that this is a special person? No, yes.
Yes.
Yes, good. He is a saint. And it is such a pleasure to meet these saintly persons who have dedicated their lives to the spiritual pursuit. See this old man? He's perhaps our age, you know, 70, between 70 and 80. And yes, they may not have the most beautiful teeth, but that's not what they care about. They care about meeting the Lord in the heart. All these follow different lineages, different paths, but they all are in Vrindavan to find what we all look for, the Lord in the heart. When you are in Vrindavan, you feel that any moment Radha and Krishna can turn around, can show up. This was on the last day of the last, before the last day, and we were just having kirtan, and all of a sudden, we see Radha and Krishna. These are little Brahmin boys from Vashana who every evening play the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna so that we human, that we can see, no? Can we go to the other bit? Yeah. Jai Sri Radhe. Krishna. What do you think? Was denkst du, Philo? Toll, ne? Warst du eigentlich schon mal in Vrindavan? Noch nicht.
Wir planen,
ja. Ja, anyone who wants to visit Vrindavan, we conduct every year two big retreats there. We have built a Govardhan retreat center with nice rooms and hot water is there, which is good at this time of the year. And we have developed a new seminar which we want to teach the next year, coming year, alone with Krishna, together with his devotees. No? And you might consider, I think, Philo, you would love it, Lekha Shavanti, you would love it. It's really very nice. These places of pilgrimage, I mean, I will talk tomorrow more about it, and if you're interested, this will be online. They are really places where you can cross from this world to the other world. And this is perhaps the greatest mystery which we can feel as human beings, that we are able to walk into the spiritual world. This is the special benefit of visiting places like Vrindavan. And we hope sincerely that we could present a little of the charm and the mystery of Vrindavan to you. Bhanu Nandini worked on the slideshow today, is it? But it was very difficult to make the choice because there's so many impressions which happen on one single day. If you want later, you can speak with our Gokrishna. To say goodbye, he went alone to the Haridev Mandir, and alone on that journey, what you experienced in terms of devotional impressions is just, I don't think you have so many impressions in one year in Germany, you know. This is the temple which we like very much, and the people like us also there very much. At another time I could tell you this story of these deities and this temple. It's really something extraordinary. A very nice photo. Very nice photo. Is this this is not the night dress, no? Night dress is this. Yeah, this is how the Lord is dressed when he sleeps. The Satoshtiya, no? Hare Krishna. What? Ich verstehe. Die Flöte, yeah, he also has a flute. I don't see the flute. Where is it? Yeah. Unter den Kleidern? Wo? Aha. She's an. Aha, yeah. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Gut. Ach, man will noch gar nicht weggehen. Man will noch gar nicht aufhören. Wir singen noch eine Gora-Artik. Lekha Shavanti, was machen wir dann noch? Ja. Dann gibt es Prasadam. Gut, dann lass uns. Ich habe dir übrigens ein Geschenk mitgebracht. Für den Berliner Tempel. Und zwar, das ist das Nachtgewand von Lord Jagannath in Puri. Also, da musst du mal Gokrishna fragen, der hat es mitgebracht. Also von. Ja. Spürst du was? Das hat schon eine Energie, nicht? Gleich fliegst du. Wenn du das. Oder du weinst. Ja, genau.
Oder beides.
Ja, wir. bitte, bitte. Also frag mal Gaur Krishna genau, because Gaur Krishna went there with his family to put, put not the ashes, just to take the ashes to, yeah. Hare Krishna. Good, should we do the Aarti ceremony?